Alright, now is the time on Sprockets when we call Jake back, because my Skype just went down like a prom queen. So we will connect with Jake and we'll have ourselves a little show. We can make costumes and we can use the old barn as a stage and we can charge admission and we can save this school.
Wow. What did I walk in on?
I was just saying that, you know, we're going to be the plucky yes we can people, and we're going to go ahead and Skype you in, and we're going to have ourselves a show, and we can use the old barn as a theater, and we can sell tickets, and...
Sweet.
Save the school.
That's
what all of those old movies are about.
That's true. Every single one of them is about saving the school. How you been, Mr. Skullhead?
Let's see, we, went to the beach this Sunday for a little bit of surf and or turf. It is kind of cruel to me to call it a beach because it's, you know, like it's some sand and some gravel and then a lake, which is a little different than some sand and then ocean. But yeah, it's good to swim and get out of the heat a little. It's been hot and wet. I mean, that's fine when you're with a lady, but it ain't no good when you're in the jungle.
Well, that's American summer for you.
Wet and hot, yeah. But no, it's cool. There are two lakes just kind of in the middle of the city that you can go and dunk your body in. It's kind of groovy. What's been going on with you?
Not much. Just hanging out here, getting various printed materials together for the Comic-Con setup and lounging around the fair city of San Diego.
Right. So you're already out there?
Yeah. We've been here for like a week. And, not a whole lot going on. I wish I had exciting stories to tell, but I don't. I haven't even been playing any interesting video games.
My days have been pretty full of messing around with the house and doing some transcription work to try and pay for the repairs that need to be made to the house. So, I've played very little in the way of video games. I watched my wife play some Final Fantasy III. That was
Final Fantasy III, like the Japanese one that never actually came here, or the Super Nintendo?
The Super Nintendo.
I see.
Technically,
was she playing it on a Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Final Fantasy Ketchi.
Yeah.
It has Ketchi as some sort of summonable. I finally got that far.
Huh.
When you start getting espers to assign to all of your dudes. We've had a tremendous number of Radio Bugbear questions, as has been the case lately. I don't know if WTF is up with that. We could just get into questions, I guess, since we don't seem to have anything to bullshit about.
Like, yeah, how was your week? Boring as shit. How was yours? It was really boring.
Oh, this morning my wife paid another woman to touch me.
Cool. So you got a massage?
Yeah, which I had never had before.
How did it end?
Yeah, well, we left.
Would you say that you were happy?
No, it was I had to sign a release, but it wasn't a full release.
Right. Oh, I should mention that it is completely stupid for fireworks to be legal.
Why is that?
As they are in Minnesota, because all goddamned week it's been like Vietnam in my neighborhood. It's just because you can buy fireworks at every goddamned grocery store. Like, you can't buy vodka at a grocery store, but you can buy fireworks. And I've never known anybody who's blown their fingers off with vodka. At least not without trying really hard. But, so just every night from, like, 5 o'clock to the 4 hours until it gets dark, and then, you know, until midnight, just non-stop fireworks all freaking week. It's like, you know, I don't think we're ready as a society for fireworks to be legal in the places where we live. Like, in a vacation resort in Mexico, sure, but Not in the places we go about our everyday business.
So we don't care if people, because what happens in Mexico stays in Mexico. So your fingers regenerate when you come back across the border.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
I feel like most of the damage you've done to your fingers has been in non-firework ways.
Pretty much entirely all of the accidents involving my fingers have involved a knife or whirling blade.
I've never really had anything happen to any of my fingers. I grew up, you know, where I grew up, fireworks were not legal, but they were legal in neighboring states, and so we would always, like, every year there'd be the drive to a fireworks stand.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, I was always paranoid enough that I never hurt myself or anything. But I probably also was very lucky. But then again, you know, people are coddled these days. Why, in my day, one out of every 15 young boys got killed by firecrackers, and that was just okay, you know? Because those were the dumb ones.
Yep.
We don't need those. We don't need those kids. Like sticking forks in power outlets. Those pussy outlet protector things. Screw that.
No, we're not going to have any of those in our house.
That's a way to weed out kids who don't know better than to stick forks into things.
Right.
Because, you know, you need to get rid of those kids, because eventually they're going to stick a fork in you and decide that you're done. And I guess I'm done with those terrible jokes. My wife is currently barefoot in the kitchen baking me something, just as it should be.
See, I've had my wife barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen in the past couple of weeks.
Well. But is she baking you anything? Yeah, my wife now says, you never know, and rubs her own belly.
And then down to a fifth of gin.
So, yeah, we've been checking out some local bars here. We crashed a wedding, and it was very productive. We got there. We didn't really crash a wedding. A friend was in town going to a wedding, and we went to the reception with him. And 15 minutes before we got there, they took the food away. And like 5 minutes after we got there was last call at the bar. So, yeah, it was definitely worth the 45-minute drive up there. But, you know, then we partied in the hotel with some strangers.
I've kind of developed a strategy of the past couple of weddings I've been to. I've just gone to the reception. I get accidentally in a couple of cases, and it just is so much better. Because you get there, you congratulate the couple, you give them your gift, and then you just have free food and drink, and you don't have to sit through a religious service. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've been lucky enough to have short ceremonies at the weddings that I've been to in recent memory. I went to a Catholic wedding a few years ago. That was creepy.
I don't want to say anything bad about the Catholics, but boring. And I guess you get the calisthenics though.
Yeah, say hello to somebody on your left. Now promenade right and
stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight.
Right. And,
you know, if I were calling a square dance, I think promenade left, promenade right, stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight is about all I would do. Over and over until everyone was worn out.
And then the whole when I say hey, you say ho thing for most of the ceremony.
Actually, it's when I say ho, you say down. If you're right. If you're calling. Square dancing, but anyway. You did say something about questions.
Oh, we saw Hancock.
How's that?
I don't know. People liked it to varying extents. I thought that the first half was pretty good and the second half was pretty stupid. So overall, it was a mediocre film.
I've heard similar things about it, which makes me not eager to spend, the last time we went to a movie, it cost $40.
Really?
Yeah, because the tickets were damn near $10 a piece, and then the snacks had gone up a little bit, too. So, you know, popcorn, a pretzel, and some Coke. I mean, a Coke. And tickets, $40.
I was going to say, that's your problem right there.
Yeah, I should probably go for Diet Coke.
Off of a much thinner stripper's tits?
Right. Well, basically, you just snort sweet and low.
Let's see. I think I got through some of these questions before the last time. Commie Bat says, why can't I feed my gluttonous green ghost goat's milk and other food beverages? Because it doesn't like beverages, it only likes food. It, unlike everyone described by G Love, does not like cold beverages. Watertail says, also, would it be too spoilery to tell us how many adventures you need to spend in the Arboretum to get a piece of the outfit? Yes, it would be too spoilery. But I'm sure that that data has been farmed pretty comprehensively already. Fire Knight says, ability to see how much meat we've spent total ever since we started KOL? No, we'd have to go back in time and start tracking that when you started playing KOL.
There are a lot of different places you can spend meat, too.
Yeah. Although, theoretically, those are all being tracked, but it's too much data for us to keep other than to keep in anything other than aggregate. So we can tell, we theoretically can tell on a given day how much meat got spent at an NPC store, but we can't, we could tell right between when rollover runs and when the data gets aggregated how much meat a given person spent in a given place,
okay.
But once rollover is over, that data disappears because otherwise that's all we would have on the hard drives. Moob says, would it be possible to allow players to reject loot that is distributed in the unlikely event that their beloved clan leader should make a mistake?
That would be awfully nice if it were possible.
Yeah, I mean it's just kind of. It would require an additional step in that process for everyone. I don't know. I feel like because it's new, people want a lot of extra safeguards on it. And, there are plenty of other things. When you K-mail somebody an item, should they have the ability to reject it? I mean, granted, you're never going to K-mail somebody an untradeable item, but... Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
And as a clan leader, the first time we went through the Hobopolis dungeon, I just found it kind of daunting to be the only one who could hand out loot. So I eventually ended up just kind of farming that responsibility out. But I mean, I know the person who takes out the monster can hand out the loot too, but
right,
but. Being the only one other than that person who can do it. I can't handle that kind of responsibility, man. I can't hand out untradeable items.
But you can hand out untradeable items in all sorts of places on account of your crazy right. Game master powers.
But people who've earned things, who am I to say that the guy who spent the most adventure should get it versus the guy who actually killed the monster?
Yeah, I mean...
It's rough.
That's the thing. Bad. Creating all kinds of potential for drama.
Mm.
It's a heart vector.
What makes you think there would be more drama in my clan than there would be in other clans?
No, I don't think that. I think that there is an equal amount of drama in every clan.
Okay. How about your clan?
No. Nobody ever talks in my clan.
Mm.
The LBC clan, though, that has the most drama.
You're telling me.
So much. Drabber says, I wish there was a way to use some of the campsite consumables, the blacklight, the comfy coffin, etc., on the clan couch. I could see something like the blacklight, but the beds, that doesn't really make any sense. You're going to put a bed on top of the couch. Plus, I mean, for those, those beds are meant to be at least somewhat rare, so having them in the clan hall for anybody to use, since they're not consumed or anything... Just be like, everyone you find, you're actually finding 50, and that's no good, provided there are 50 people in your clan. Tiny Plastic Grimmy says, question about Arbor Day.
Yeah.
If you spend some time planting trees, ascend, and spend more time planting trees, does it all count towards the nifty Smurfs for being such a hippie? Yeah, it does. Those are tracked independently of ascension. And if you can't plant some trees, ascend, plant a different kind of trees, and get both rewards the next year. Don't think you're outsmarting us, because you're not.
We know you people.
Pseudo Bob says, it would cost exactly $100 plus tax and fencing to replace my bed with a ball pit. Should I do it? Well, it depends. How good of a fencer are you?
Yeah, I was going to say, so you have to pay the money and then you get to sword fight the guy to see if you get your ball pit? I'm impressed. If you found the balls to fill, if you have the balls to fill your ball pit, I'm impressed. So we wanted to do that in high school. Not me and Jake, but the other crowd that I hung out with that Jake tried to pretend didn't exist.
I didn't try to pretend they didn't exist.
We wanted to build like a 5-foot deep ball pit on our friend's property, and turned out the balls to fill it would have cost like $1,500 somehow.
Wow, really?
Yeah, like the actual ball pit balls are just retarded expensive.
Huh. Somebody must have come up with a cheaper method then.
Yeah, there must be some kind of ball that you can get for cheaper. But no, when we were in high school, Jake had like a group of friends he ran with, and he tried to kind of shield them from me, because I was kind of awkward and strange, and then I had a group of friends that were all kind of drama nerds that Jake tried to shield himself from, because he didn't like drama nerds.
I think that you're applying a lot more intent than was ever there.
God, I'm not still mad about it or anything. It's not like I stay up nights.
I didn't have a crowd so much. Like, I tended to hang out with one person at a time.
Yeah.
Is really the long and short of it. I mean, it's, you know, so. and you know me. We were never doing anything interesting enough to merit, like, calling a bunch of people to do it. You know, like, hey, I know, let's get a bunch of us and walk around different grocery stores in the middle of the night.
Oh, damn it, we should have. The Albertsons middle of the night things would have been so much more fun if it were 8 people juggling paper towels.
Yeah, and just making fun of each of the products in the store in turn.
Right. Yeah, kids, if you want to know how you develop a sense of humor this advanced, go to a grocery store and try to find something snarky and funny to say about every item in the store. Then go out driving around your town and try to find something snarky and funny to say about every single sign that you see.
Yep.
Mocking.
Yeah, especially, I like the trick I learned, which is to say, hi, my name is, and then read the sign and say, and this is my house. Because that's funny, and you can say it about any sign. Well, at least it gets funny. But then it's one of those things that stops being funny and then it gets funny again.
It just keeps going in and out, yeah.
Mm. Let's see. I feel like I'd... Dr. Van Van Noder says, is the offhand item that Hodgman drops determined by RNG or is there some mechanic? We've gotten 4, one in a row and 4 runs, and wondering if there's a way to avoid number 5. Now it's entirely RNG. Oh man, my phone is ringing. Let's see. Badger says, have you guys noticed that Mrs. Butterworth has a flatter chest now?
You must have squeezed her too hard, Badger. Although Badgerus is what I usually see when I think Badger.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. I always get Mrs. Butterworth and Aunt Jemima mixed up.
Mrs. Butterworth is the one that actually is a glass bottle.
Huh. Let's see. It doesn't say anything. I remember some joke that they made in Mystery Science Theater 3000 about Mrs. Butterworth and Frangelico running off together. Rupa Tupa says, so serious question. Is there a hobo growth in the 8-bit realm? Because that would be awesome. I don't know, man. I didn't put those anywhere. I don't think so, though. I don't remember there being one. That was all Riff. Riff writing them and Hot Stuff spindling them. All I did was draw 4 pictures and repeat them. Which people have taken to mean all sorts of things, but just means I'm lazy. Well, realistically, there are only so many sets of... like, there's only so much value that you can add by differentiating things that are just supposed to be squiggles, you know?
I still don't have enough nickels to buy a hobo binder. After two runs through Hobopolis. I'm really horrible at this game.
You need to crank up your item drops, brah.
Yeah, dude.
Perhaps you need to wear a plus item drops bra.
Damn. I don't think I've ever even found that.
I think I've decided that I'm going to start referring to everyone as Broseph.
Huh. That's weird, because I've decided to start punching everyone in the face, starting with people who call me Broseph.
Hmm. What about Bromide?
That would be okay.
Tomato Bob says, how about some gator skin slingbacks for the ladies? Some people call them a Kaiser back, I call them a slingback. What are slingbacks? Is that like shoes?
Yeah, some kind of women's shoes. Something about having a strap or not having a strap or something.
Tiny Plastic Grimmy says, there are sauces to simmer, noodles to cook, turtles to tame, accordions to squeeze, and disco dances, but where are the seals to club? Well, there's Gorgolok.
Mm-hmm.
You can club him. Let's see. Artie FM says, oh, hey, glad you got the hoodie from CustomInc.com. There should have been a note in there that included my character name. Sorry. Well, thanks, Artie FM. That's a swell hoodie. Now I just need to go somewhere cold.
Yeah. Oh, also, thanks to Moonshay for the honey. Moonshay is a beekeeper. Moonshay keeps
really?
Bees. Yeah. Huh. And has sent me some of the honey. He said, would you like me to send you guys some honey? And I said, yeah, you should totally send us guys some honey. And he said, to what address should I send it? And I said, this address in Minnesota. He said, oh, I thought the office was in Phoenix. And I said, yeah, but fuck those guys. I want some honey.
Oh. Uh-huh. Well, that's okay. I didn't want any honey.
You didn't?
No.
It's probably, yeah.
You know what's weird? What's weird is the whole honey can kill babies thing.
That you just made up?
No. No, it's a real thing. Honey can kill babies. And you're just totally not supposed to give babies honey because it can kill them. And in this society where everything is protected from everything else through, you know, judicious limitations of our freedoms, somehow you can just buy honey even though it kills babies. There's a tiny, tiny printed warning on every container of honey everywhere that's like, don't give this to babies, you'll fucking kill them. And that, it just seems like, for me to have not known that until I was like 30...
Right.
It just seems very strange. Like, I don't think that there's anything wrong with it, right? Like, I'm not saying, like, wouldn't somebody think of the babies? It's just, like, I'm amazed that somebody hasn't already thought of the babies and made it a giant pain in the ass to buy honey.
Right. You'd have to sign something that said you're not a baby serial killer.
I forget what it is. There's some
it's
kind
got,
of mold version.
It's got, it can have botulinum toxin in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it will keep your baby's forehead from getting lines.
Yeah, yeah, no, but you have to inject, yeah. I think it's just sort of common knowledge that you don't want to inject your baby with anything.
Right. Ever.
Or at least anything from the grocery store, yeah.
Because
especially
vaccines
not,
will give them autism.
Yeah, we should, yeah. Oh, man. I started an anti-inoculation website because I like polio.
Right. Yeah,
that's that game you play in the swimming pool, right?
No, that's water polio.
Oh, that's funny because those kids can't swim.
Yeah, regular polio you play on top of horses in wheelchairs.
The horses in a wheelchair?
Yep. Well, it wouldn't make any damn sense if you were on a wheelchair on a horse. Think, man.
I saw a guy pushing a motorized wheelchair today. Just empty motorized wheelchair.
Maybe his invisible brother has polio.
But it's a motorized wheelchair. Maybe his wheelchair ran out of battery, so he just decided to get up and push it, in which case, what the fuck was he doing in a motorized wheelchair in the first place?
Right.
Huh. Nubcake says, will you add the function take out punch cards for the El Vibrato helmet? It's lame that you need to ascend to reset charges if you screwed it up. Well, you don't need to ascend to reset charges. There's a card you can feed it that will reset it. You need to do some more experimentation. Yeah. Cyber34 says, good job, guys, on Arbor Day. It's quite nifty. Don't listen to the haters. Are there haters?
And there were people just saying, God, I spent all these adventures and all I get is this consumable that's not very good and then this outfit that, or this outfit that isn't very good. Maybe when you get all three parts of the outfit together it's super powerful or something, but otherwise this is a waste of fucking space.
Yeah, I mean, it's super powerful in that it's the only thing in the game that will give you the Arbor Day outfit tattoo.
Right. And the only way you can get it is to actually play for it.
Yep. Yeah, people don't like that. Jacqueline says, I'm fairly certain I just obtained an SOCK with only two immateria. No Mafia, no Grease Monkey. Yeah, I'm fairly certain that you are mistaken.
Think so?
Yeah. Yikes!
Excuse me. Yeah.
Did you just step on a budgie or something?
No, it's just a sneeze.
That was you sneezing?
That was me sneezing.
Huh.
What did it sound like through the speakers? Do I want to know?
Temporary Man says, my dad used to threaten to sell me to the gypsies. One day my brother and I told him he was the gypsies, and that put an end to it. Of course, my parents being divorced, my mother started threatening to sell me to the gypsies, meaning my dad. And my dad occasionally threatened to sell me to the gadgies, non-gypsies. Coincidentally, my dad once criticized the newspaper for running a racist article about gypsies, so they ran another article titled, Local Gypsy Defends His People. My dad's German. Okay. There aren't German gypsies, are there? Or is gypsy like a state of mind?
Well, gypsy is a state of... Yeah.
A state of race?
Yeah, I mean, being gypsy is kind of like being Jewish. I guess.
So if your mom's a gypsy, that makes you a gypsy,
right,
too?
I mean, I guess you could adapt the way of life, but it's a... It's
not like being a vegetarian, where if your girlfriend's a gypsy, that pretty much makes you a gypsy too.
Right. It's pretty much like being gay. Nobody knows exactly how it happens. But
one thing we do know for sure is that it's a choice.
Yeah, and it's wrong.
Yeah.
Let's see how many calls we get today. Or angry messages about... poisoning babies with polio.
Redhead 42 says, quick question. If getting gypped is an ethnic slur against gypsies and heebie-jeebies against Jews, is blue-balled an ethnic slur against Smurfs?
Well, now you've got a miss... you're misthinking there. The heebie-jeebies is a total... would you call that a hoax or just a... misunderstanding.
Urban legend?
Yeah, the heebie-jeebies is not at all racist towards Jews. And being gypped is kind of, you know, he stole money from me the way those gypsies do is pretty much what you're saying.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that blue balls is being racist against people from Iceland.
Right.
It's cold.
I remember somebody trying to start a rumor, or at least trying to perpetuate a rumor that picnic was somehow racist against blacks.
Because it derived from picking a Negro to lynch.
Yeah.
And a nick is short for knicker, which was an old racist term for underwear. But no, there actually was a college that was going to have a Reggie Jackson picnic to celebrate Reggie Jackson. And people went nuts with being offended by the use of that term, and then they proved that the term was not what the people thought it was. And the ruling of the school's governing body was that even though the term was not offensive, the fact that people were ignorantly offended by it meant that it was de facto offensive.
Yeah. Well.
So they changed it to a Reggie Jackson outing, and then the gay community got all up in arms, and then they were like, fuck it, we're not doing anything for Reggie Jackson this year.
That's awesome.
Yep. So everybody won.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, I know I'm probably going to get burned out by Comic-Con, so what would you guys suggest doing in San Diego that week besides the con? Well, there are a couple of minibuses shows at a sketchy dive bar in a sketchy neighborhood somewhat near Comic-Con.
No kidding.
There's a terrible bowling alley right near the convention center. So we went to this bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed great, right? It's like a bar, restaurant, bowling alley. They got all kinds of good beer on tap. We're all like, ooh, we're excited. But the bowling alley, they built it in a building that's not really big enough to have a bowling alley. So the part of the lane that I don't know what you even call it, the approach to the lane, only goes as far back as the first set of dots.
Oh, yeah, so that's really...
Yeah. Like, if you are not a person who starts at the first set of dots, which I am not because I'm fucking 6'2",
right,
you just basically can't bowl there without it hurting.
Yeah, those places where the approach is shortened, it just kind of messes up the whole thing. I need, like, 4 steps. 4 steps, mister. 4 steps to the door.
But, you know, there's all kinds of stuff to do in the Gaslamp District and up in Little Italy and over in the Halfway House District.
You should go to that Tiki Bar, because that place is awesome.
Yeah, the Mr. Tiki's pretty cool. There's also the San Diego Zoo, which is nice. There's SeaWorld. There's beaches.
Yeah, kind of like Bette Midler.
Mm. Yeah.
There we both go. You know, every time that we've gone out there for Comic-Con, I've intended to go to the beach. And every time, I've been unable to find a beach.
Yeah, it was... There's one that you would know the name of if you heard it, but I don't remember what it is, but it's like...
Mission?
Mission Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like... From the condo that we're in, it's like probably a 20-minute drive to get to Mission Beach. It's not... Because the part of the ocean over here is like all kind of harbor and Navy base, and I feel like it's all built right up to the water.
Yeah.
And it's you gotta go a ways north to get to the actual beaches. Although apparently they've passed some law that you can no longer drink beer on the beach.
That's retarded. So, who is that hurting?
Yeah.
People getting drunk and drowning or something?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, probably because people can't be trusted to pick up their fucking beer bottles, you know?
Right.
Assholes who don't know how to clean up after themselves, just ruining everything for the rest of us.
Sigh.
Disky says, could there be some item that gives you a chat effect, giggity giggity goo, kind of like the riding crop? I don't know. I've never felt that Quagmire was particularly funny, just by virtue of those mannerisms. I mean, he's a funny character, but he's funny when he's getting angry that nobody knows about the sitcom Wings, more so than when he's just all like, oh yeah.
I thought the riding crop had a giggity in it, at least in some of the weapons attacks.
Yeah. Gekon says, why doesn't the dungeon mention that the sewers are unflooded? What? I don't understand that question, Gekon.
That you've opened another dungeon.
Oh, like why doesn't it announce in the channel if you're listening to it?
Yeah.
Huh, I don't know. I guess I would have assumed it unlistens you after... NC Sorcerer says, also, we're still waiting on notifications on a player's class in the loot distribution section. No, we're not! Because Zeno did that a few minutes ago. Yeah, a lot of people... Sorry about the festive dismemberment thing. I screwed that up.
Well, I'm glad you're on the show, because I would have... Like, I almost told a couple of people who asked me that the Festive Dismemberment Trophy was only available like 3 years ago and never again.
You know, I would have said that too, but apparently we relented last year and made it available again. I don't know. I got problems.
Maybe we should just make it available every Dependence Day. That would make people happy. People like access to stuff.
Yeah.
We should
people
also
don't like anything.
We should give the No Pants Trophy to everybody who goes a rollover with no pants in their inventory at all.
Right, yeah. Sorry, those of you who bought the Travolta trousers. yeah, we should give a trophy for someone who's you're only eligible for the trophy if you've never donated. That'd be a great thing for the longevity of the game. Dr. Motive says, the basic elemental should drop a script kitty familiar. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Linguini Lad said, that would be awesome to make it possible for people to send negative amounts of meat to each other. And then Chinese gooseberries look like testicles. Okay.
Right.
I am Soup Combust says, can you add who licks his fingers to the rotation of sleazy hobo occupations? Pretty please. I never thought of that last part as an occupation.
If I knew that I could get paid to do that, jeez. Huh. Linguini Lad says, Mr. Skullhead, has anyone ever told you that you look like David Cross if you put on some black-rimmed glasses? Linguini Lad, has anybody ever told you to eat my ass?
What, you don't like David Cross?
When I think of your roguishly handsome dudes like myself, I don't think of David Cross. No, he's not on the list.
My wife is constantly talking about how she would sleep with David Cross.
No,
but she also thought he was gay. Oh, she would totally bang him. I'm sorry.
But look at her taste in men.
Oh! Dis.
But Linguini Lad also says that slash WTF is should work like slash who is, which is kind of funny.
Tedder says, fill in the blanks. Why you think the net was born? Blank, comma, blank, comma, blank. Hint, all three blanks have the same answer.
Porn. From Avenue Q. Porn. Yeah, the internet is for porn.
Oh. I get it.
If you knew more show tunes.
Yeah, and that's a problem I have, is that I don't know enough show tunes.
True that.
Maybe I could start sucking other dudes' penises.
That's how you get knowledge of show tunes, actually.
Yeah, it's transmitted sexually.
Yeah.
But only from dude to dude.
Seminally, yeah.
Fungi says, hey, do you know if you can make a purple pixel potion or a fairy in a bottle so that it restores hit points when you're about to die from a monster? The fairy in the bottle thing is an interesting idea.
Yeah, that's really interesting mechanically. And it would be fun to put something else into the 8-bit realm.
There's something that the massager kind of does that, because it at least prevents you from getting beaten up.
Right. But it doesn't actually make it so you can win the battle.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah. Antoid says, welcome to Gouda's Grimoire and Grocery. Be it magically delicious or deliciously magical, you'll find it here. And the first magically is capitalized. Random capitalization for the win? No, that's perfectly grammatically correct.
The first instance of magical is referring to the deep magics. The second one is just the normal, like, shallow magic.
Right. Right. Let's see. Madison 14 says, why can you adventure in all the other mini-quest areas without an outfit, but for them thar hills you must wear a uniform? Well, because the act of adventuring is advancing the quest for one side or the other, as opposed to you doing something that you then have to turn in. Let's see. C. Wraith says, it would be totally awesome if numeric inputs made it easier to handle large numbers by allowing K, M, and B suffixes for 1,000, million, and billion, especially if they also supported fractional input, like 11.5M for 11,500,000. That would significantly reduce the amount of effort required to enter large numbers correctly when pricing mall items or purchasing large quantities. You know, you can use commas. I need, you know, in order for there to be some semblance of sanity in the inputs, it needs to ignore just random letters that you type in to input boxes, and, yeah. Drizzle says...
He does. How does he explain it?
Madison 14 says, how does the mysterious island grow bigger? It doesn't. It's just that you get a... This is all explained in the text, if you guys would bother to read.
Yeah, Jesus, guys. What am I writing this for my health over here? Up in here, you? Eh?
If that's just your morning constitutional where you explain things in the game. No, you get a bit... You're up really high, and you get a better view, and you notice all kinds of stuff on the island that you hadn't noticed before.
Keep in mind that what you're looking at is not... like a god's eye view of the island, it's a map.
Yeah.
A magical map that lets you point to where you want to go, and then you are instantaneously transported there.
Yeah. Drizzle says, regarding the Stargate dial, I wasn't aware that KOL was a strict fantasy. Since when have you been against genre mixing? We want to make a space game someday. So I don't want to use up all of our funny ideas about space.
Right.
Nor all of our terrible secrets about space. Crystallina says, Zombo Skull Ring doesn't give plus 5 PvP fights. It actually should now give plus 5 PvP fights. That should be fixed. And also the dead guy's memento should be stackable. Should not be stackable with other watches the way that it was before. I'm sure you're all thrilled about that.
I'm still amused that people keep reporting little exploitable bugs like that.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is people want to get bug finder blades, you know, so their greed for that outweighs their greed for extra adventures.
Gotcha.
Putinesca says, is the tent supposed to take two adventures for musicians? Because it does. If you only have one adventure left, you can still get on stage, and the dungeon log only records one turn. When you slip in the back, it uses a turn, and then when you leave or keep playing after someone moshes or busts, you lose another turn. Yeah, that actually should probably not happen. Ayumbara says, okay, so if accordion thieves are for buffing, mist and muscle classes are for doing damage, what are DBs for? They're for dancing! Foggy says, minor bug, when a hat rack has a shapeless wide-brimmed hat, it says $FN says, I think we can fix that.
Yeah, would you like me to look at that?
I can do it. Let's see. We can use, like, %FN in there?
Yeah.
Oops, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was just one off.
Thanks, Foggy.
And that mistake was kind of a one-off.
I need to, when we get back into Phoenix, I need to talk to Foggy because we're trying to get a team together for Wednesday night trivia. Well, we've got a team together, we just never know any of the answers to anything. That's entirely not true. We do okay, but we don't do well. But with Foggy on our side, and Foggy's a fan of bar trivia.
See if I can get him to switch. Is Foggy local?
Yeah, he moved to Phoenix a few months ago. Psychosis 730 says, is Chester a reference to the comic Chester the Molester? No. I don't know. That phrase is as old as time.
Yeah. It's a song as old as rhyme. Chester the Molester.
He's the rape crazy rapist from Rapeville.
Yeah, Beelzebub says, how about some modification to the level 8 quest so I can't just pull ore, cheese, and a ring of cold resistance from Hanks to finish it without adventuring once? It's just boring. Yeah, you know what I think you should do with the Trap Store quest is make it impossible to pull items and skip it and make us plunge full body into the tedium that is the level 8 quest.
What? How is it tedious? It's a bunch of different zones with a lot of content. Come on.
Just waiting for goat cheese. It is one of those places that I think as long as you have the option of pulling everything and skipping it, it doesn't need to be fixed. But if somebody made it so I had to do that every time, even on my softcore runs, I would be complaining pretty loudly.
iClubU says, "Hey, Jake, XX Armageddon XX and I were wondering if you can get apple cider in Phoenix or if it's a seasonal thing. I can get her to drink about anything."
Yeah.
I don't know if you can get, like, fresh apple cider hot off the presses.
Right. But, yeah, you can have plenty of apple cider. You know what kills me in Minneapolis is nobody has heard of the Stone Brewing Company.
Really?
I can't get any of the Arrogant Bastard stuff. They have
I'm drinking a delicious Stone Levitation Ale right now.
They have a company called Surly that does similar stuff. And it's all right. And the other thing is that Fat Tire just made it out there, and it is a giant deal. If someplace serves Fat Tire, it's like they have a Chimay. And it's like fucking $8 a bottle or something, and people happily pay for it because it's so fancy and, like, you know, it's not even that good. Like, that was what... That was like the step up from Miller Lite that you would bring to a party.
Yeah, not if you were me, because Fat Tire just tastes nasty to me. I feel like it's equivalent in quality to, like, Sam Adams as far as, like, you know, the gradations of beer quality. And Sam Adams is good. I'm certainly not above beer of that sort of... You know, it's like they're like the Red Lobster of beer.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it's I'm not saying it's horrible, but it's...
Budweiser fast food kind of thing, but it's also not, it's not the French Laundry or whatever.
Yeah, it's just weird to see it celebrated so... And sought after so much. And I felt really bad the day I went to a party and the guy was like, "Dude, we got Fat Tire." I said, "Oh, that's cool. Well, you know, I brought some other stuff." Like, "No, we got Fat Tire for this party." I'll have one then.
Linguini Lad says, "Hey, you remember the Virtual Boy? Black and red graphics. What were they thinking?" Yeah, I actually picked up a Virtual Boy at a garage sale for $10 earlier in the summer. And that thing really kind of sucks.
I remember trying to play the one that they had on display in the Blockbuster in Prescott.
Yeah.
And just never being able to cross my eyes enough to get the thing in 3D.
Yeah, it's you're lucky because you end up, you know, with a vaguely fun 3D gaming experience and then a headache.
Right.
Toonami says, "Just a few months left until the Mr. Store anniversary. Any good ideas for the new additions?" Oh, God, I'd forgotten about that.
How much time do we got?
Like 4 months.
Okay, we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
I guess
I'm actually trying to get ahead a little bit on items of the month.
Yeah, we've got an August in the works. We've got an October in the works. October's is going to be cool.
Yeah, people are going to really like October's. I just don't have any ideas for September. I think it might be time to start poking around for ideas on another set of gear. See what we can come up with. Antoid says, "When another clan dungeon is implemented, will we be able to have it and Hobopolis open at the same time?" Yeah, absolutely. Everything was designed to be as flexible as possible for future additions. Dr. Van Mojo says, "Is the junkyard fixed yet? Any ETA on a fix? If not, I've done most of the work for the junkyard fix, but it was pretty late when I did that, and I had gotten to the point where it was going to be broken for the remainder of the time that I was working on it, so I want to do it at some point when I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I will probably get to it in the next couple of days, because the overwhelming majority of the work is done. It's just I have to start going in and changing the conditionals on all the monsters, and I'm not making even more versions of all those monsters,
right.
So that so that I can do that safely. So it'll there'll be a few minutes where certain monsters don't work, and then I gotta fucking figure out how to get your Sarian to start referring you to the right places. Which there's probably an easy way to do that.
Dr. Van Van Mojo and Simeon also ask if there were any more Spinzor items on the way, and yeah, that was the intent. I should use some of my spare cycles and think up some more stuff. I know that we had some ideas that didn't go in, so
yeah. The thing is, my problem is that I had a lot more ideas for tent items than I did for the curse items and the. And the sort of destructible equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just always going to be the case. And I don't really want to. The other problem is that now that we've made those things actually kind of useful with the like free resting from Disco Nap,
uh-huh.
I'm afraid that people are going to be pissed off if we add content to the Grimoire because it dilutes their chances of getting something specific that they were looking for. Yeah. So hopefully it's only really having an impact on people who are not the kind of people who are likely to complain about that kind of thing. So, yeah, we'll see. Gunther Maplethorpe says, it's possible to help Richard make bandages and grenades and shakes even after Hodgman is dead. Bug or feature? Guess you could call it a feature because, you know, it's a gym. It's not like you're getting nothing from it. But, I probably ought to write some text for Richard after the hobos have been killed. Because he's just kind of... Although I kind of like the idea of him just being oblivious. Continuing to fight his war even after the war is over.
But he has his trumpet this time.
That's true.
You see
Tatter says, the spirit precipice looks like an umbrella with an eye on it. Don't you agree? No, it looks like Soul Calibur.
Right. Oh, by the way, I just began the frat war. From the hippie side, you see a giant map of the mysterious island rolled out on the top of the platform. It shows the hippie camp, Orcish frat house, and the Pirate's Cove, but other than that, it doesn't look at all familiar. The map is far more detailed than any map you've seen of the island. Apparently, there are far more than three little settlements on the landmass. As you mentally copy the map to draw it out later, etc. Come on, people.
Yep.
Work with me.
Told you. Huh. Linguini Lad says, hey, Jick, since you're an alcohol enthusiast and you live in Arizona, have you ever had scorpion vodka? Here's the scorpion vodka link. ThailandUnique.com, but it's from Thailand.
It has a giant scorpion in it.
Huh. Well, that's crazy.
I like them saying it is quite an acquired taste.
Yeah.
In other words,
it's steeped
horrible.
For several months in with a scorpion.
Mm.
I mean, it'd be cool to have a bottle of that, but
dude, you could just make your own.
That's true, but I mean, I'd have to make it out of a little airline bottle of vodka because our scorpions are much smaller.
Right.
I also don't know how to kill one and keep it intact.
I think drowning in vodka would be a decent start.
Hey, there you go. That's an excellent suggestion.
I still want to make some bacon vodka.
I don't understand what the recent obsession is with bacon. Like, Zlaya made some chocolate-covered bacon. And, you know, she's a good cook, and I love almost everything that she's ever made for me, but that shit was disgusting. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, just the bacon-flavored breath mints and the bacon-flavored... Yeah. I just don't... It's not that funny, you know?
Right. Oh, I can see that, you know, bacon equals crazy delicious. But, other than... You know, like, I can understand what you would use a bacon-flavored vodka for. You know, like, you know, a little extra kick in Bloody Marys or something, you know, that'll be...
Sure.
Interesting. But, yeah, I don't understand the mixing of the bacon flavor with anything else. Certainly not chocolate or maple syrup or brown sugar or any of that.
Yeah.
Repugnant shit.
My wife is fond of pointing out that I'm a purist.
Huh.
You know, I like my coffee black and not mixed with any other things that I like. You know, I like Mountain Dew because it is the pinnacle of just sugary sweet soda.
Right. Did you try any of the new Mountain Dew flavors?
No. I've been trying not to drink any soda while I'm in San Diego. Just see if I can get myself to scale back a little bit by a change of venue and a little cold turkey.
Trying to get yourself back in fighting trim.
Yeah. You know, I'd lost some weight over some time and had been managing to keep it off pretty well, and then I just suddenly gained it all back. I'm like, damn, Gina, you're so fat. And by Gina, I meant myself.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
See, I just drink diet soda and get all of the flavor and none of the calories.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, all of the flavor of a dead horse's testicles.
Yeah, Pepsi Max isn't bad. It tastes enough like Pepsi to fool the undiscriminating tongue, of which I'm certainly possessed.
Even like the Splenda thing, like it still just has that nasty ass chemical aftertaste.
Splenda
that
is far, far worse than NutraSweet.
Yeah, see, Nutra. I found that Splenda is not. I don't think that Splenda is as bad, but it's like it's the same thing to just a slightly diminished degree. The way that I experience.
See, and I never get a burning tire aftertaste with NutraSweet, and I always do with Splenda.
Oh.
If you handed me a beverage and didn't tell me it had Splenda in it, and I drank it and it just tasted like somebody had just run over my tongue, then I would know
that the car that was on fire.
Yeah. Do you want to take?
I was
our,
so happy. Sorry, go ahead.
Do you want to take our mid-show break, or do you want
to? Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, we'll be back in about 15.
like a maze, where all of the walls are continually changed. And I've done all I can to stand on the steps with my heart in my hand. Now I'm starting to see, maybe it's got nothing to do with me. Find out how much they can take. Boys Would you lie with me and just forget the world?
All right.
All right, indeed.
And we're back, and I apologize for that middle mash that I played there. It was something I downloaded without playing, and I was gobstruck and horrified when I listened to it. It was freaking terrible. So, apologies to everyone for that one. And my apologies to the Snow Patrol, because I used to make fun of them for having bad grammar on that the song that was half of the mash I just played. Because all I heard was, if I lay here for days, would you lie with me and forget the world? And I was like, God. But no, he was using the subjunctive mode. So, you know, if I were to lay here. So, that makes perfect sense.
Huh. I see. I still don't understand.
I can't believe that you don't understand lay and lie. You are a perfectly intelligent human being. Who can understand who and whom. And whither and whence.
That's true.
Maybe it didn't, yeah. I'll send you the worksheet. I finally found that thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'd like it.
That will do for you what it did for my students, which is make you hate me.
Oh, boy. Zach68 says, shouldn't Frosty's arms have two separate drops? No, only one of them is cool. The other one, he's got that thing that Bob Dole has. So... His other arm is just a useless stick with a ballpoint pen in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, shouldn't you drop a pin?
Oh, boy. Oxymoron92993 says, why doesn't too much of a given elemental protection do anything? Too much stench resistance and you smell like continuous air freshener, which would you pass out from? Well, the thing is, the whole point of that change was to make it so that resistance was uncapped. So that we could do more interesting things with it. And so that would... Yeah, that would defeat the purpose of that. The Doofer says, any reason why a 30 by 30 accordion thief song icon minus a 10 by 10 musical note leaves only 20 by 20 for the rest of the icon? I see no reason why two 20 by 10 areas must be left blank. Well, but I feel like it's easier to come up with icons that will fit in a square than icons that will fit in a square with one third of its corner chopped out. That was the idea there. X Smoodex says, with the recent addition of spice melanges, is there any possibility that sober pills will return? Perhaps a limit per day usage on them? No, that is basically too powerful to put into any place in the game. So, that's it will not come back in that form. Madison 14 says, major annoying bug. Major annoying bug was my least favorite superior during my brief stint in the army.
Mm-hmm.
When finishing off Llama Llama Adventures in the Barrel Full of Barrels, it's impossible to use another gong. Well, just try an adventure somewhere else. I'm not even sure that last one takes a turn. Does it?
I don't know. Originally, we had written it in. We had written the length of the effect into that. But I'm not sure if that's how it ended up.
Yeah, I had to change the way that works precisely because of places like the barrels.
Mm-hmm.
NC Sorcerer says, you're right, Chick. After you discussed the Doppelshifter, I found a Dallas shield and later sold it for $50 million. With the meat, I purchased a Doppel for $30 million. It is very, very fun, and nothing beats the amazing Doppelshifter changes into a feather boa constrictor or other rare familiar. Why can't the comma do what the doppel does by changing its avatar when it changes familiar? That would be neat.
Doesn't it?
I thought it did. Maybe not. The way it's written, though, it doesn't necessarily turn into that other familiar. It just starts acting like it, right?
And it'll sometimes scales will turn into feathers, that kind of thing.
Right, but it always looks like a comic movie.
Yeah.
If there was a way to do another one of those, that would be an exciting thing, I think. Because, you know, the part of the point of the Doppelshifter was like, oh, give people a chance to see the content from the familiars that they may have missed out on. And, you know, same thing with the Comic Chameleon to a somewhat stranger and different extent.
I was surprised that I was sad that what I had hoped the Comic Chameleon would do, that it didn't do.
It
kind of create an economy among people who had Comic Chameleons and people who had the old familiars.
Oh, right, because they could get...
They could get the gear and sell them to the people who had the Chameleons, and then none of those familiars would ever die, and it kind of ended up that people would just level up their Chameleon and then use the gear from their other familiars to power it, and that didn't really...
Well, but, you know, those are the people that you hear about, right? I'm sure that there are people, you know, because... We don't tend to hear from people using Doppelshifters, right? Because it's not very optimal. But, yeah, I don't know. We should try and think of some other way to introduce that same kind of mechanic. Because we've got totally random, we've got totally under control.
Maybe you feed it... the familiar equipment, and it has a 50% chance of turning into that familiar, and a 50% chance of turning into the familiar, either one ahead of it or one behind it in number.
Ooh, I've got it. A Doppelshifter that you have to feed the actual familiar larval items.
Perfect. And each of them gives 5 turns of the effect.
Yeah. You know, though, something that worked kind of the same way as the Comic Chameleon. So imagine a combination Comic Chameleon and Doppelshifter. Something that, in its innate form, it turns into, you know, the basic familiars that drop in-game. But if you feed it a piece of equipment, for the next, 100 turns or whatever, it has a chance to turn into that familiar in a given round of combat. So you prime it with the random set. I don't think that would actually be cool enough to do, but it would be a way to combine the two ideas.
Okay.
NC Sorcerer says, "Lol, still playing with my new Doppel as we speak, and again, I must say, this familiar is going to be dangerous to me. It's the kind of thing that might end up getting more use than any of my other familiars. And I see why you like it, Jick. It lets you... not finish your sentences." CloudStrife says, "That too many logins in 15 minutes thing is awful. I logged on after rollover and it just froze, so I logged out and tried to log in and got locked out of my account. Not cool." I know, but it's cooler than the things that can happen if it's not there to protect the game from certain exploits. So I'm sorry. I wish there was a better way to do that, but I can't think of one. So... Isandil says, "Can we have a smithable item that causes everything you say in chat to be in large blinking red text? Bonus points if it gets around a shout filter and or bans." That's great.
Now that would actually be a donation item, and you wouldn't be able to afford it.
Yeah. Isandil says, "In between the bits where he describes first-hand experiences of stuff that happened years before he was born and the bits that are just huge lists, names." Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there should be an "of" in there. I don't remember if that's when you read it or when it's described. Let's see. Yeah, apparently it is when you read it, so that'll be a little harder to change. Damn it. I can't type at all. Perhaps it's these beers that I'm drinking. Somebody else sent me a... Toonami sent me a PM that was exactly the same as the idea that I had. Toonami's been taking his Mr. Magnifico pose. Linguini Lad says, "Since Hobopolis started, I realized that hobocore is the next big musical genre, as explained in this comic." Then links to a questionable content. Is questionable content one of those comics that you like?
I haven't read much of it, no.
Yeah.
Okay. This particular one is pretty funny.
Lad says, so when are you guys going to implement the furry fanfic? Divernon says, damage absorption plus 50 is kind of a shitty enchantment on Zombo's shield. Was it supposed to be reduction? No, 50 damage reduction would be super crazy. Dr. Van Mojo says, in Hobopolis, my clan is consistently only getting one loot drop from the elemental bosses. Is this something we're doing wrong or not doing, or is it just RNG? I'm saying it's just RNG. Carborundum says, hey, I was wondering if it would ever be possible to add a feature to store offering clan members a discount, as I would love to offer my clan members discounts on anything in my store. People have asked about that, and people have asked about people on your friends list getting discounts or whatever, and it's just, I honestly think that it's more trouble than it's worth. We would just immediately be flooded with messages about people like, he tricked somebody else into letting him into my clan so that he could get a discount in my store or whatever, and it's just, it's not that, it's not necessary, I don't think.
And it is kind of a neat idea, but the, yeah, the pain in the ass factor, I think, does outweigh the coolness factor on that one. This sigh.
Parafert says, have you read The Men Who Stare at Goats by John Ronson? Apparently the U.S. Army did look into having a battalion of hippies who would greet the enemy with hugs, flowers, and peaceful indigenous music. That's awesome.
Wow.
Uutsumi says, it's kind of confusing when the icon for pickpocket in the WoW bar is the same as the icon for the snowball sack, and I've clicked the wrong icon a couple times. Huh. Huh-huh. I thought it was a different sack. LOTE says, hey, is there a way I could delete the dungeon announcements yet still hear people talking in Hobopolis? And if not, could there be? Nah, it would get messy. Cyberthor says, did you hear? RuneScape is launching a new high-detail version of their game. The trailer shows off some rather improved visuals to the game and promises full screen. Although I share your animosity towards the game, it is still worth watching. I saw something about that.
I'll give them credit for not calling it high definition.
Yeah.
Because that's one of those buzzwords that's just stopped making sense a while ago, being applied to everything. Like, you can buy high-definition sunglasses, and that just doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Really?
Yep.
Are they wider than other sunglasses?
I don't know. I think they're just made so that you can see more pixels in real life.
Huh. Old One says, it seems like you haven't bagged on people in Villa lately. Please do. Yeah, I don't know anybody in Villa.
I haven't been in Villa in a while.
El Accordianachi says, this is for Mr. Skullhead. Did you manage to get into Convergence? And if so, how did the panel go?
I ended up not going, because nobody could tell me how I could just show up and go to that and leave. Mm-hmm. So I apologize to those who were running that panel at Convergence, and wish I could have been there, but I really couldn't figure out how to do it.
Rickett says, happy birthday, Jick. Oh, yeah. Avangion Q says, why do none of the hobos in Hobopolis drop meat? It's really inconvenient for players with short meat supplies. Well, I mean, the world hates you if you have a short meat supply. So why should you expect Hobopolis to be any different?
And why would you... hobos aren't really known for having a lot of meat. I think every adventure in Hobopolis should take meat from you.
Yeah. Mighty B says, hey, Jake and Scully, not that I'm tired of Hobopolis, but is there thoughts of different versions of the dungeon appearing in the basement? Maybe even planned use of the open space down there? Yes. Yes, there is.
Yeah, there will be other dungeons than Hobopolis. Yeah. There are other worlds than these.
Avangion Q says, was the rumor of the 144-turn Hobopolis speedrun by the Rusty Trombone Clan ever sorted out? Bug, exploit, or fair play? Exploit fixed.
Olive Oil says, I have a dungeon I haven't gone in yet, but I was told in chat earlier that one person can't play the dungeon alone, that it has to be a group. Is that bullshit? Yes. There are certain things you won't be able to do, but you can see basically everything down there. Enemy Lasagna says, will you change the image of empathy to something more familiar orientated? I don't know. Is orientated a word?
I've always thought it seemed like an adding a syllable to oriented.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter. It's a matter of personal taste. Orientated is currently preferred use in general British use. Oriented is prevalent in technical use and in the U.S. Orientated always sounded a bit like George Bush speak to me, though. Like somebody trying to sound intelligent who didn't really know what words mean, but I guess that's not what it is.
All right. Melon Squeezer says, the Arlo envelope could get you arrested as a choice adventure. If you have toilet paper, you can bend the bars and escape. If not, you must hit yourself over the head with the toilet seat and drown.
There aren't enough options for killing yourself in the game.
Yeah. Avangian Q says, is there a limit to the number of times someone can be captured by the chum per instance of the maze of sewer tunnels? Is there a point at which the turn loss becomes unfair?
Never.
I don't know. Yeah, it's never going to be unfair. Diesel and Vidalia also wish me a happy birthday. Lannix says, on average, how many drum machines is it taking people to get to the rare item dropped by the sandworms? I don't know. Hey, Drunken Frog says, hello, I live around the corner from the Stone Brewing Company, and since I saw you had mentioned it in a previous show, I was wondering if you would be open to having a small KOL meet there. You know what? If you want to put something together, it would not be that hard to talk me into going to the Stone Brewery. Alan Kursatu says, hey guys, do you plan on adding any more boss items in Hobopolis? No, I think that we're done adding the actual epic loot drops in there. Alan Crosa 2 says, any news of Comic-Con? Haven't been checking the forums. However, every year there's an announcement on the homepage. I need to probably put that up, actually. It's getting to the point where it's, 2 weeks from... It's like 2 weeks from now? 2 weeks from the day after tomorrow is preview night?
Yeah. You know, two weeks from the day after tomorrow was a horrible sequel.
Yeah.
Everyone was just kind of hanging out.
Yeah. Still really cold, guys. Yeah, this sucks.
We should probably... Are we doing an item?
Yeah.
We should figure out what that is.
Yeah. That's one thing I forgot to put on that list of things to do. We got a definite theme going. You know, it's the costume that changes your avatar, and that's about it.
Right. Well, the cash comes from having it.
No, sure. Is that the same as cachet?
Yeah.
Those are two different words, though, aren't they?
They're spelled the same.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought cachet was C-A-C-H-E-T. Yeah, a characteristic feature or quality conferring prestige is cachet, C-A-C-H-E-T.
Huh.
Pronunciation cachet.
It's also
etymology.
It's also what hobos beg for in Canada.
Oh. Yeah, and a cache is a hiding place or something stored in a cache.
So your cache could have cachet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I learned so much on these shows.
Darcel says, you are correct. The Hive made token creatures and was around in the days of banding. See? I remember things about early Magic the Gathering.
Nerd.
Litchfield says, Jick, in your opinion, what is the best musical currently on Broadway? I don't have opinions about stuff like that.
It's Wicked.
Spamalot is still on Broadway. Spamalot is the only one I've ever seen, and I was not that impressed with it.
Wicked was pretty damn good.
Was it?
Yeah. It was far, 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 far better than the book upon which it was based.
I read about half of the book, and it was a book that I... Like, I hardly ever get that far into a book and then don't finish it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't... It wasn't that it was bad, I just didn't care.
See, I kept reading because I thought it gave me the impression that something interesting was going to happen the entire way through. Like, here's some interesting symbolism, here's some weird foreshadowing, here's some interesting possible things going on with this character and that character. And I read it until the last page, and I finished the last page, and I threw it against a wall.
Huh. And had just it, the last page or the whole book?
The entire book. And had it not belonged to the library, I would have lit it on fire. It's kind of like, what if there was this whole backstory to The Wizard of Oz? And what if it wasn't at all interesting? And what if I had just gotten a master's degree in English, so I decided to put in a bunch of symbolism that didn't actually add up to anything? It's like, what could I make a version of The Wizard of Oz that was pretentious and boring instead of innocent and fun? Yes, live the dream. But, yeah, the musical actually, you know, quite good.
Lady Luck Fortuna says, the showgirls and piercings choices in the Hobopolis market seem like they either shouldn't lead to the resultant combat, or they should at least have some sort of text before combat. Send that message to Riff, because I kept telling him that, and he was like, no, that text makes sense, no matter how you get to it. And I'm like, I don't think it does, man. Like, I really think that it needs an override text there to explain, you know, you follow the sign that says showgirls. And wait, those aren't showgirls, those are hobo muggers. But he's like, no. I insist that it doesn't need it, and I'm like, okay, whatever you say, Riff. But then, turns out Lady Luck Fortuna's on my side. Dr. Van Van Mojo also wishes me a happy birthday. Zortag says, so, Jick, with your addition of Hobopolis-related things to clan logs, our huge clan's logs, KOL Addicts, are now broken again. Any chance of a fix? That's weird. I wouldn't have thought there could be... adding a five lines would break that.
Well, it doesn't matter because the KOL Addicts clan doesn't have any community anyway.
Yeah.
Also, happy birthday, Jake. I'm sorry, I forgot about that.
That's okay.
That also means...
Happy birthday to your sister, too. Did you forget your sister's birthday?
Oh, yeah. That means I should really call her after the show. Thankfully, she's 2 hours behind.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'll be like 8 o'clock. And she'll be asleep because she has a new baby.
I think... Do I have the same birthday as Ted Pro?
Yes.
Okay. Happy birthday, Ted Pro, also. Because Ted Pro wished me a happy birthday, and I'm like, huh, Ted Pro remembered my birthday. Wait a minute. Isn't my birthday the same as Ted Pro's birthday? But it is. let's see. Spasmatic says, do you think it's a good idea to have the hobos in Hobopolis drop meat, but the meat they drop goes directly into the clan stash? That way poorer clans can better fund Hobopolis runs, because although hobos are poor, they're people, and people are meat, too. Well, someday we will have a dungeon where stuff drops meat, and it goes straight into the clan stash. But for this one, we weren't really sure. There are so many of those monsters, right, that in order for a run to not be able to trivially pay for itself in easily acquirable meat farming gear, they would have had to drop like 5 meat. And I felt like, you know, rather than saying, okay, these guys are going to drop 5 meat and we, you know, or they drop 50 meat and we triple the price of the dungeon, that we would just not mess with it. That there would just be sort of a fixed amount of meat that you could get from treasure chests down there, essentially. It is, one idea that I had had. See, the thing is, we were approaching this in the whole time that we were talking about this. Hot Stuff and I were thinking of it in terms of like what World of Warcraft dungeons are like, right? Where you've got the boss that drops the gear, and that's what you're going down there for, and everything else is just kind of an obstacle that you have to overcome. So rather than, you know, thinking, oh, like, as long as we give these guys some drops, people are going to like fighting them, which is, you know, how people are approaching it in general. They're not thinking of it as just some slog. They're actually like, oh, I'm sad I beat the boss, because now I can't adventure in this zone anymore. The one idea that we had for just trying to incentivize getting people to actually kill the monsters was that there would be one, there could be one area in a dungeon, you know, like let's say there was a dungeon that took 10,000 turns to get through. There could be an area with like 500 things in there that just dropped a ton of meat. So you could conceivably, you know, hire meat farmers to come in for you and clear out that part of the dungeon for you because it would be worth it for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that there's going to be any case where it would be worth it to the clan to not just play down there themselves, right? So it's like, you know, this was very much a how are people going to feel about this? How are people actually going to approach these things? And I feel like, you know, the more we watch people playing through Hobopolis, the more we're going to be able to sort of tailor the next clan dungeon to our audience rather than the sort of theoretical player trying to do something multiplayer in KOL that never existed until all of the months of work on Hobopolis was already done.
Right.
You know, a lot of it. I mean, that I agonized over so many things for so long, and eventually I was like, look, you know, it is time to just start making some shit up because we can't predict how people are going to play this. You know, so why even try? Just put in something that seems reasonable, seems like people aren't going to be able to just completely break it in half, and then see how people like it. And Jerry the Red points out that the placeholder text is still in there for Old Scratch's Salad Fork and Frosty's Mug. Yeah, I really need to fix that. Or I need to make a list of where that placeholder text is so you can write something.
Right.
Because that's like your job and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I poked around and tried to find it, but
it is all in the code.
Right.
GigaShadow555 says, Jake, thanks for plugging Totally Rad a while back. There, well, Totally Rad. And I'm trying to get them for Con. I need to talk to Aaron from the Minibosses because he's a friend of theirs and he can. They're a pretty small band. And he says they'll play for like nothing.
So awesome.
We've got nothing.
That's the best kind of band.
No, they're cool guys though. We saw them and hung out with them for a while after the show, and it's their stuff. I don't know if you've heard any of the album tracks or anything that I've played on the radio, but it was. It was the most fun I have had at a live show in years.
Hmm.
Like, we were sitting in the back of this bar, you know, like, oh, this band is going to play. And it's like, you know, I've gone and seen so many local bands that played before or after some band I wanted to see. And it's just like, oh, you know, I wish these guys were playing a little quieter so I could have a conversation. But all of us, just without a word, like, stood up and got as close to the stage as we could because it was so awesome.
Hmm.
Like, I don't know. I can't even express how much fun I had at that live show. The albums, you know, the albums are good, but they don't do it justice. To have just a vocoder and like crazy keyboard just being blasted at you at full volume in a little dive bar, you just can't duplicate that experience.
It's spelled Totally Rad with two D's.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have their MySpace page, and I will listen to them sometime after the show.
Vision Quest is my favorite song. Istanbul says, is Jick's clan composed entirely of mimes? Yes. I don't know where that came from.
You said, oh,
ha-ha-ha, Disco Worldian says, Gordelok the Seal doesn't exist anymore, as he was part of the Thingy Quest. Nemesis, that was. Right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Poor Gordelok.
Someday. Some sweet, yep. Sweet day.
Yeah. There's a tremendous amount of work done on the Nemesis quest. I just need to get riff cracking. After he writes the explanation of why Showgirls leads to those muggers.
He says that there is an explanation in there.
Is there?
That the muggers are putting up fake signs.
Well, okay. Except for when there's a sign that says muggers.
Right. Well, that's just reverse psychology on the mugger's part.
Istanbul says, will there be any mention of Quagmire in the new swamp area? Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
And I had a friend in high school named Will Meyer, and I always wanted him to have cards made that read, Have Quag, Will Meyer. But he would never do
right.
It.
Yeah. Chown says, I heard a story once about a guy that got fired for using the word niggardly because how dare he use a derogatory word that sounds like nigger. Have you heard about this? Yeah.
To be fair, you can't really expect people to be smart enough to not come down on you for saying niggardly. Even though there's nothing wrong with saying niggardly and you have a right to say niggardly just as loud as you want, you should not be surprised if someone beats the shit out of you for saying it. It's just kind of, you know, if you're smart enough to know that word and know what it means, then you're smart enough to know that most people don't.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of like, you know, when that Boston, that MIT girl that Hot Stuff and all of his housemates were friends with got in trouble at the airport for, you know, having the battery with some wires running to a big box glued to the front of her shirt.
Right.
You know, like, what the fuck, it was harmless. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, don't wear that thing to the airport. You know, sorry about your liberties, but, like, you know, and it sucks. It sucks that we live in a world where you can't do that, but that is nevertheless the world we live in, so you really had to kind of expect that.
It's kind of like the whole deal, like, that they've been talking about on Boing Boing, where it's true and reasonable, I guess they're saying, that you have the right to fly without presenting ID. That there are procedures that they do, but they have to let you fly, even if you don't have an ID. And so, here are these people going to airports, getting held up, being surprised that TSA agents don't know that people have the right to fly without an ID, blogging indignantly about the 3 hours they were kept waiting when they tried to fly without an ID, and I'm just going, just have a fucking ID. Seriously.
Yeah.
I understand that you have the right to do that, but that doesn't mean it's a good idea.
Yeah. Dr. Van Mojo says, will you start working on The Swamp before or after Comic-Con? I'm guessing before. There's some groundwork laid for it. The Swamp is our code name for it, by the way, Mr. Stellhead. I don't know if you heard that bit on the radio. But, I need to start assigning, because I put stuff in the wiki thinking, hey, I hope that, you know, people will come up with ideas and post them in here, but then I don't actually tell anyone about them. So I need to start making a post like, hey, check out this post and weigh in on it, and, you know, that's what I want you guys to do this week or whatever, you know, in addition to other stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Hot Stuff really wants to get all gung-ho on it and focus on that and get the first part of it out before Comic-Con, but I feel like it would be better if we could roll parts of it out at a time when we can just keep working so that we can roll the parts of it out fairly quickly.
Yeah.
But, you know, one way or another, we'll decide.
And we're also going to find you, and we're going to get you.
GigaShadow555 says, so bacon equals red vines and Mr. Pibb?
Yeah.
Litchfield says, you should have to fix the windows in your house after a bricking. Yeah, and it should take like 6 fucking months. Were you around for that whole thing?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, I cannot believe how long it took to get the goddamn contractors to fix that. They had the nerve. Those assholes had the nerve to call me and say, hey, yeah, your bill's 30 days late for fixing your door. I'm like, that's funny because my fucking door's still broken. You know, I had them do like 5 things, and they did 4 of them, and then just disappeared for like 3 months. Didn't say anything. Apparently, they sent me a bill to some mailbox that I never look at or whatever, and then they get mad at me for not paying for the job that isn't done. So I told them that, and then they finally showed up and fixed it. So I guess that's.
So that's got to be just more that they have a really, really poor organizational skills.
I guess, yeah. Petaro says, if Skullhead was super gay, would he be gay for Jick? I would argue that Skullhead is gay for me, even though he's not super gay.
You're not my type. You're not even my man type. I'm not even sure I have a man type. But I'm sure you're not.
This fun trivia. There was a warning on the Virtual Boy box that the eye damage could result if you played it for too long. Too long was apparently defined as 2 hours. Yeah, they started in the later games. They would force a pause and tell you to, like, take a break.
I just picture a whole room full of people who look like the asshole tribe from Spaceballs.
Right. Yeah. I was willing to pay $10 for that thing. First of all, because that's crazy cheap. I looked on eBay and they're going for like $100 or $200 a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And it was one of the garage sale for $10 just to have as like a relic.
Oh yeah, you know? Sure.
And plus, I think now I own every Nintendo console. I think that was the only one that I didn't have. Although I don't have many of the Game Boy variants, I guess. I don't have a Game Boy Color or a Game Boy Mini. Game Boy Mini I don't think counts, though.
No, that was just so that your iPod Shuffle would have something to hang out with.
Right. Let's see. Istanbul says, can we have a field in the ignore function that tells us why we ignored the person? You can even have it set up in the ignore field like a slash message, possibly with the following format. Slash ignore Jick because he licked lukewarm gravy off of my dog's back. I only ask this because I clear out my ignore list every so often, and while some of them prove to be wise, there are too often times when I'm reminded, oh yeah, that's why. I guess that wouldn't be that big of a deal.
I guess. I think you're taking your ignoring a little too seriously.
The problem is, if we did that, we would have to make it so to ignore people, you either had to type in their player ID or underscore their name. Mm. Which I would like to keep that as limited as possible. Mm. Wishbot says, so you're ruling out the idea of recreating the Doppelshifter? If I felt like we could get away with it, I would just put a new Doppelshifter in Mr. Store, because I think it's really cool, and it makes me sad that they're so hard to get now.
Could we just make it Mrs. Doppelshifter?
I guess.
Because it's clearly not the functionality that's making it so valuable. It's the rarity.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I honestly don't know. We have always said that we reserve the right to release identical familiars.
Mm-hmm.
But that we would never do the same familiar again. Yeah, I don't know. We could try and see how people felt about it. You know, worst case scenario, we go out of business.
We should just do like a 1 or 2 day thing.
Oh, yeah. Maybe in April.
No. I'm just saying, like, advertise it. Not like... Every year people expect us to do something on April 1st that is only going to be in there for 1 day. We should actually do that and just tell people that we're going to do that. And have it be the Doppelshifter, yeah. Mrs. Doppelshifter. Doppelshiftet.
Petero says, if Jick was gay, who would he be gay for? Superman.
Is this abuse of the conditional tense day?
Wait, what? Oh, if Jick were gay, for whom would he be gay?
Well, I'm just taking issue with the if.
Why are so many people... Oh. Why are so many people asking questions about if we were gay, who we would be gay for? Mailbox Head and Auto Man also were all... Ask me happy birthday. Wishbot says, is the head on your avatar a reference to shallow esophagus on Forum Wars? No, it's a reference to the Omphaloskepsis effect, which it's the picture of. I don't remember if the navel ring came out before Forum Wars or not. They're both a reference to the same thing, basically. Gekon says, can we have a special place for gloves? Because technically they shouldn't be an accessory. They just go over your hands, and you should still be able to carry one more item.
All the gloves are so bulky and stiff, though. They just make it impossible to carry something else.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
Tiny Classic Grimmy says, 5 months to Crimbo. Time to panic?
No, and although this time, previous Crimbos, I had pretty much the entire storyline. And this time I have nothing. Lebowski.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm kicking around stuff. So.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
Feel free to ask us for help.
Oh, yeah.
If you. Should we get off this here talk box?
I mean, I figure the course to be taken on the things that I've traditionally written is to try and come up with something, and if I don't have anything good, to hand it off to somebody else.
Sure.
I'm not going to be like, dude, Crimbo is mine, even if it sucks.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Scoop. That presupposes that you know what sucks.
Right.
Some people would argue is not the case, but I wouldn't.
No, you're not that guy. All right, folks, I'll see you on the air tomorrow at a new time, at a new place. Well, a new time. Good night, everybody.